here in the Ulster Museum and New Gallery, The Troubles and Beyond. It's going to be opening this Easter. And I'm walking around it at the moment with William, who's, I think, your director of collections.
That's right.
That's close enough. And with Catherine, who runs the museum.
Chief executive.
Chief executive of all things that look national museums.
Yes.
This is in an area that people might remember. It was kind of quite boring. It was quite simple before. It told a little bit of the story of the Troubles, but not in too much detail. Whereas now it's full of colour and artefacts and all kinds of things. William, tell us a little bit about what we see around us.
Well, it is a very different approach we've taken this time. It's an object-based exhibition, and we've been researching and kind of our collection and building our collection over recent years, supported in particular by the Heritage Lottery Fund through a project called Collecting the Troubles and Beyond, and that's really enabled us to kind of extend the collection into a much wider range of experience and to cover the period in a much more comprehensive way, because as you can see, the exhibition's organized in decades. Mm-hmm. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
So it's not a Troubles thing any longer, that's the Troubles and Beyond bit. It's going right the way through to pretty close to today.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's we do feel it's actually quite an effective way of presenting, you know, the period, because you can actually see how, in many respects, how far we've come. You know, when you compare and contrast the kind of material, you know, the objects and the actual kind of context that applies to the 1970s, and then you move forward to the 2000s. You know, we're all conscious that as a society, you know, we're kind of a work in progress, but actually, we felt that the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement was a good moment to actually open the collection and to provide an opportunity just to reflect, in a sense, on kind of how far we've come, you know, over that period of time.
I mean, our history in Northern Ireland is quite contested, would be a polite word, to describe the different versions of truth and history that are around. As a museum, how do you cope with having to tell those stories in a recognisable way that doesn't create headlines that are negative?
Well, it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And I think the collection actually helps in that regard, because the objects themselves some of them are very opinionated. You know, you actually, by bringing together a diversity of objects, you almost get a diversity of experience. You get a diversity of viewpoints.
So we're standing in front of a kind of a window glass display. We've got some stuff mentioning the UDR, a fire bomber poster telling you to dial 999 if you see something suspicious. And we've got things that look like bullets or CS gas. So telling the story of trouble and rioting and conflict.
Well,
and a policeman's whistle.
And we're here in the sort of the 1970s, and you know, the objects in this section are a powerful reminder of just how, you know, how difficult a period the 70s was, you know, in terms of the numbers of lives lost. You know, the very high percentage of all of the lives lost during the Troubles were in a period in the 70s. So it is a very fraught, it's very polarised time. On the other side of this section, we have Mary Peters' gold medal, from the Munich Olympics, and Maria Corrigan's Nobel Peace Prize, and I think.
But we also then walked from if you like, the police towards. We saw what looked like an IRA berry and kind of Republican memorabilia, so you're not afraid to actually put stuff in front of people that they'll recognise or not like. I've got to say it's nearly balanced. We've got the UVF as well, but you've got stuff from communities and from different groups that they'll certainly recognise.
These are quite polarised objects, mm-hmm. and they speak to very different kind of political and ideological positions, and they speak to conflict. But that is, in many respects, a dominant characteristic of the 1970s. Mm-hmm. But what we've tried to do within the exhibition is to frame the conflict within very much stronger emphasis on our social history, so that kind of the photographic kind of elements, you know, kind of really establish, I think, a strong kind of social context, so you can see also what's happening here, which also kind of in some ways created a context, I think, sort of for violence, you know, in the sense of the downturn in the economy, the sort of like the bleak urban landscapes, you know, that were a feature of the 1970s. We're now in the 1980s, where you can see you know, punk, for example, is one of the is part of the story that we're keen to amplify.
We've got a motor show poster with DeLorean cars, which I might have been at that motor show, maybe.
Well, actually, I donated that program.
You were
that came out of my.
Your personal collection?
My personal collection.
There's an Ulster Says No poster on the other side, Stiff Little Fingers. And yet we've also got the Poppy Day bomb on the front page of the Impartial Reporter telling that story on a wreath.
Absolutely, and this is actually a wreath that was from the actual terrible events of that day. It was brought to the remembrance service by a member of the Boys Brigade. And after the bomb went off, he actually retrieved the wreath that he brought and brought it home, and it's come into the collection now for this exhibition. So it's an incredibly powerful item.
Mm-hmm. And then we can turn around and we can see a copy of the Good Friday Agreement. I can't find my copy, but I don't think I'm going to be able to prize that open to get it out. And a copy of the memorandum, which is signed by nearly everybody who was there.
Absolutely, and again, it's a very timely, you know, these objects obviously have a very particular significance now, given the sort of the 20th anniversary, but I think it's important as well, as I mentioned before, you know, we're very conscious, those of us, we live here, we know kind of, but we are still a work in progress, but, you know, in many respects internationally, Northern Ireland is still seen as a very positive case study in terms of conflict resolution. Now, we know we're actually somewhere on a conflict spectrum, there's still a lot of residual conflict, but we actually have, you know, we have come a long way.
Catherine, when the museum opened, which may have been before your time as chief executive, but this gallery was kind of nearly deliberately boring. It was deliberately low-key. It felt quite small. It was quite dark. It had a collection of books on the bookshelf, which allowed you to, you could kind of sit in the seat and look through what other people wrote about the history, but the museum itself didn't engage that much. Is this kind of about time?
I think it's a reflection really, just really on how challenging and complex it is to tell our recent history and to tell the story. And what we're trying to do very much through this gallery is create a platform for conversation, because yes, we do have a shared history, we don't have a shared memory, and as museums we see we've got a critical role in this society to bring creative approaches and to stimulate discussion to allow and help our society to deal with the legacy of the past. So very much for us, while we are opening a new gallery, this is going to be an evolution, and we want to invite people that come to respond and to contribute, and we're going to develop and evolve the gallery to reflect that.
How will they get to kind of respond to it? How do they get to contribute to it? What are the...
Well, we have a feature which is almost a response wall where you know, people can kind of feedback their thoughts, share their kind of their thoughts on the gallery, and we have an open invitation kind of within the gallery for people to tell us what they think is missing and how they might be able to hopefully work with us to kind of to address and to build the collection and to kind of to continue to evolve the story and evolve the kind of the you know, the range and diversity of material that we have in this gallery. But it is in many respects a gallery where every visitor in many respects is brings an expertise, because we all have the truth of our lived experience, and in that sense it's our visitors that complete the interpretation, because it's a space where hopefully visitors will find a different kind of cultural touch points in terms of their own experience. And you know, it is a conversation, and I think it's an important conversation, and we are very keen to listen to hear what people think.
We'll also over the months be developing a programme of various different events and workshops, and focusing on different themes within the collection and different objects in the collection to bring in and engage with a whole diverse range of different groups. So it's very much about the discussion and the conversation, and this being a platform to facilitate that.
And yet, as school children walk around this gallery now, they're going to ask teachers, what is that interesting looking kind of object with wheels there? It turns out to be, it's one of the bomb disposal robots, one of the very early ones. There's a whole lot of stuff that actually people, new generations won't have seen, that they'll be able to, and even a bin lid in the days when we had steel bins.
And just installing into the case there is Peter Malton's spitting image puppet.
Which is grotesque. The puppet.
Not the installers.
But yes, no, the installers are lovely. And wearing gloves as well. But yes, it's Peter Mandelson, the snake, with a little head at the top, and that'll be sitting alongside the bomb disposal truck, which is an interesting juxtaposition. But and finally, we've even got sport.
Well, again, this we're now into the 2000s, and you know, you can see here, you know, the material kind of, you know, taxi tours of Belfast, mm-hmm. you know, the sort of a Christmas card, or, you know, a Valentine card, actually, you kind of marking the sort of the Northern
bank robbery,
you know, and commemorative activity around 1916, and you know, so it's.
And a love of quality badge, and an Ulster says yes. So, reflecting all kinds of communities, all kinds of different things that mark how society is changing.
Absolutely, and I think that's really, there is in a sense a journey within the gallery, and where if we can hopefully reflect that sort of, you know, the journey that we have taken as a society, and we know obviously there's challenges in the present and as we move forward, but you know, we as a museum are keen to, you know, to contribute to that ongoing kind of debate and discussion, and we do think that's kind of our role and purpose.
And so the gallery opens on Good Friday.
Tomorrow. Yes, fingers crossed. As you can see, there's still a bit to do today.
That's why we're doing audio, not video. But it'll be open, and the public can wander through
yes.
and see stuff. Thank you very much, William.
Thank you,
Catherine.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.